Well, this is interesting. It sounds like Greg Norman has walked through the gates at Augusta National. Evan Priest is over there. Evan, good morning or good evening or afternoon or whatever it is to you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. You know, plenty happening here today. We, as you said, Greg Norman has walked through the front gates of Augusta National with a ticket like every other punter. Maybe the most controversial figure in the world of golf the last few years, the most, you know, divisive, and has just strolled through the front gates. It's extraordinary scene. So plenty happening around the traps, around the Augusta National today. We've got the par 3 competition just about to wrap up. We've got the Aussies finalising their practice rounds preparation. So keen to chat some golf.
Tell me what he does then, Greg Norman. Will he just follow a couple of his players or one group of his players? Like, or does he go and watch it from a, is there a box over there? What does he do? Is he just like a normal punter?
Yeah, great question, Loz. That's what we were actually sort of working to try and confirm from either Live Golf or Augusta National. But he actually chatted to a couple of reporters and he said that he was basically, and it's an amazing quote too, considering it comes from Greg Norman, but he said, I just wanted to let the 13 guys who are playing in the Masters know that the boss is rooting for you. So he was walking around, he actually shook hands with Minwoo Lee, who doesn't play on Live Golf. He was watching Sergio Garcia and John Rahm and Cameron Smith and some of the other Live. There are 13 Live players in the field. So he says he was just there to catch up with them and wish them well for the Masters starting tomorrow. But yeah, just extraordinary scenes. He walked in the front gate. The Washington Post reported that he was a ticketed patron, so not, you know, formally invited by Augusta National. And of course, last year, I think it was Brent Reed, actually. Brent Reed asked the chairman of Augusta National in the kind of State of the Union press conference whether Greg Norman had been formally invited. And the chairman said no, they wanted to focus on the Masters tournament, so they did not formally invite Greg Norman. Greg himself hasn't been here at the Masters for 3 years since he was commentating for SiriusXM Radio. So he was just walking around the grounds of Augusta National. It was kind of amazing to watch him as he strolled down the first hole outside the ropes, of course. But every fan was turning their heads and going, oh my God, Greg Norman, the shark. And he was sort of flanked by a security guard and a couple of Live Golf officials, and he was headed off to what looked like a corporate box, but I can't know that for sure, but it was sort of on the right of the first hole there. Causing a bit of a media circus at the moment. Every reporter's filing away. It's all over the Australian media already, so no doubt the Aussie golf fans will be waking up to that surprising news.
Geez, you'd hope the Live Golfers would have paid for his ticket.
I don't think he's short of a quid, but he's managed to get his hands on a couple of tickets and he's here. And it's just for what was a fairly run-of-the-mill Masters lead-up so far, it's added a bit of spice and a bit of colour to the 88th Masters, so we're all kind of glad here in the media.
You know what I can see happening? Yeah, I can see this like Happy Gilmore, you know, when that bloke just follows once the player around. And he could follow Rory around and stand on the green and just watch and stare at him and see what the reaction is.
And then signs, as Fitzy says, he's over there to announce the Rory signing after the event. Okay, I believe, Evan, you have caught up with Cam Smith. How is he?
He's feeling better. He's on the mend every day. He sort of looks that little bit better. He actually played a 18-hole practice round today with young amateur Jasper Stubbs. A 9-hole practice round. They played the front nine at Augusta National with the young Victorian amateur Jasper Stubbs. And he was, you know, in typical Smithy fashion, he's really, really, really good with junior golfers and amateur golfers. And he was showing young Jasper, who's making his major and master's debut, just what to look for on the greens and what to look for on the tee shots and whatnot. So they had a good little practice round. And I asked him, you know, did he know yet what caused the food poisoning? Does he know if it actually is food poisoning? And he said, look, I think it's food poisoning, can't be sure. And there's just no way of telling which meal it was that he ate around the Live Golf Miami tournament. But it sort of, you know, put a bit of a damper on his preparations. And he was working quite hard with his coach, Grant Field, on his swing, particularly his driving, getting that driver straightened up in the lead up. But he was sort of channeling his inner Adam Scott. Pushed through and played 90 consecutive majors. Adam Scott has played every consecutive major going back to the 2001 Open, and he said if Adam Scott can push through and make sure that he's injury-free and qualifying for these majors, then I should as well. So he gave a big rap to his friend and idol, Adam Scott.
Well, talking of Adam Scott then, is he a realistic chance in your mind or not really?
Look, you could never write him off, but I don't think so. He's just not showing the form that is really typical of major champions, particularly Masters champions. The Masters is it's one of the hardest majors to predict, I suppose, as a bettor and a punter. But there has never been a Masters champion who has shown up just completely out of form, missing cuts all over the shop, and won the Masters. There is always a trail of a couple of top tens on the European Tour or the PGA Tour leading in, maybe even a win, just trending in the right direction. And Adam just hasn't been able to put four rounds together. So if I was asked, put money on it, I wouldn't be betting on Adam Scott. But at the same time, he's got that comfortability from having won the 2013 Masters, and he really is hungry for that second major. He wants that more than anything on the planet before he calls it quits. He's to win, to be a multiple major champion. So my heart says yes, my head says no, sadly.
Did you get a chance to see the great man play a couple of shots yesterday, the Tiger?
I did. He's actually swinging it quite well, the big cat. Moving the ball out there, his ball speed, as it sort of launches off the driver face, basically you want to be well above 175 miles an hour these days in the PGA Tour. And he's at that mark, basically. He's flying the ball 310 yards. He's keeping up with some of the young kids. He outdrove Will Zalatoris a couple of times during the practice round the other day. There we go. Bryson DeChambeau has just had a hole-in-one on the par three contest. So that's people are going wild over there. But Tiger's swinging it well. It's just a matter of whether he can sustain the walk. You know, that injured ankle of his, which is always, a problem, and has also deferred pain to the rest of his body. Walking the severe hills and slopes of Augusta National for 72 holes, 5 hours a day, 4 days straight, it's going to be a big challenge for Tiger.
Yeah, I believe there's been 6 holes in one in the par three contest as Bryson takes the praise from the crowd there. A lot of high fives on the way through. Now, Evan, don't worry about Akshay Bhatia last week. You'll be remembered for a long time for what you can do at Augusta National as far as your tips are concerned. Who are you tipping for us for the Masters this week?
Mido, I've got a lot riding on this, clearly. So I'm going to throw it out there. Will Zalatoris, get on Will Zalatoris. I really like the way he's been coming into the Masters. He's really repaired himself from some really pretty severe back injuries and surgeries, and he's swinging it as good as he was a couple of years ago when he was taking the golf world by storm. He had a second at the Genesis Invitational at Riviera just a couple of months ago, which is basically a major championship venue and field. He was second here behind Hideki Matsuyama in 2021. He's an absolute superstar, hits the ball a long way. He's got all the hallmarks of winning the Masters. I really think he's going to do it. So Will Zalatoris at $34. And then a couple of bets that I'm really looking at, Brooks Koepka and Hideki Matsuyama are paying at least $3 each for a top 10. And I just think that's money for Dan. Brooks Koepka was second here last year, and he won the PGA Championship last year. He's in form. He's a 5-time major winner, $3.25, I think it is, for Brooks. That is great odds. And also Hideki Matsuyama, the 2021 Masters champion, and has been playing very, very well and has won on the PGA Tour recently. He's $3, so get on those. And my top Aussie is Jason Day. Just got to go with Jason because he's had 3 top 10s on the PGA Tour this year, which is the most of any Aussie. He's playing well. He's finished second at the Masters before. And just watching him sort of grind on over the practice putting the last couple of days, it just shows how dialed in he is. And he's playing with Tiger Woods as well, which is going to really force him to focus on his own game because he's going to have to try and block out the crowds and the Tiger mania. So I'm backing him to get off to a good start and be the top Aussie.
Great stuff. All right, just recapping that for our listeners. So Evan's tipping Will Zalatoris. He's $34 with tab to win the Masters. He likes Brooks Koepka and Hideki Matsuyama for top 10 finishes. That's $3.25 for Brooks Koepka and $3 for Hideki in the top 10 market. Jason Day, who is $51 to win the tournament, is Evan's tip for top Aussie. And in the top Aussie market, he's $4 on the second line of betting behind Cam Smith. Now, mate, you go and enjoy the rest of your day, and we look forward to round one this evening.
Thank you, boys. Looking forward to it. Enjoy the Masters coverage. Check your Foxtel and KO guides to see what time the coverage comes on. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow after the first round.
Beautiful stuff, mate. Thank you.